Bye.
And welcome to USPHL Action North Division here at the Southwood County Recreation Center, where we have the Battle Creek Colonels taking on the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. My name's Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action tonight. Cameraman, Carl, Art, the ringleader up here, Matt, and of course, I am being accompanied tonight, not by Rory. We got a different Brit up here, Jake Bryson.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing tonight? Welcome for joining us up here, and man, you got a night off.
Yeah, first night off in a while, so going to enjoy it, and hopefully it's a good game today.
So how's it feel to not be lacing them up and getting ready to get out there?
You know, it's definitely different, but all the guys seem pumped up for today, so I'm looking forward to watching and see what they can do.
Well, as always, we'll be leaning on your insight, because all I do is say what happens. You just got to give the science behind it and the thought process, and we're going to get along great, I think.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. I'll do my best.
Oh, I know you will. I know you'll do great. So, basically, tonight, you got two teams kind of going on different planes. You have Wisconsin Rapids tied for first place in the North Division, taking on a team that's in sixth place in the Great Lakes Division in Battle Creek. Battle Creek comes into the game just 7 wins and 19 losses, as they have scored 63 goals for the season and allowed 107. When you're a team like Wisconsin Rapids and you're having opposite success, as Rapids comes in forcing 107 goals and allowed 61 and sitting with a 17-6-1 record, how do you keep your mind set? I mean, looking at those numbers for the casual fan, you might say, oh, well, just throw a couple wins in the win column. You can't do that.
Yeah, I think it's important to just go in with the same attitude towards every single game, because I mean, it's so easy for anyone to beat anyone in this league. Every team is good. Even you have teams like Battle Creek who may not have won every single game. You know, you look at it and they still fight against everyone they play. So, you know, you can't have a day off. And as soon as you take your foot off the pedal and treat it like a throwaway game, that's when, you know, it gets bad and you can slip up and end up losing the games, you know.
Right. You know, I looked at some common opponents here, and Wisconsin Rapids in 12 games against common opponents, man, Rapids has a nice advantage, 8-4, 8 wins, 4 losses, whereas Battle Creek, they've got 11 games against common opponents, they're 1-10. But still, you can't look at that and say, oh, well, this is it. This is a team that comes from a very tough division with the Metro Jets and Fort Wayne and a couple other teams that are very good in there. They get pounded on, but that's making them better.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, when you play teams like that every weekend, you know, you build up and, I mean, you learn from that. So they're going to know how to stop good plays, good teams, and I can be sure that they're going to play hard today. And I feel like they'll definitely give a good fight, but I'm thinking the River Kings, you know, we can definitely beat down on them and hopefully keep the trend going and get some wins. So,
well, one thing that's really helped the River Kings is the goaltending. Tonight, you got Guillaume Turcot.
Yeah.
He's been on a hot streak, goaltender of the month in November. He's coming in with some very impressive numbers. 9 games played, 5 wins, 2 losses, 1 in overtime. Man, 2.55 GAA, a save percentage of 906. He's playing very well right now.
Yeah, he's on fire right now. I think it's great to have a goalie that's, you know, playing well, because it's easy to get behind, you know. Makes those big saves, which really gets everyone ready to play.
Well, speaking of getting ready to play, we're going to step out here for the national anthem. Keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And we are just moments away from the opening face-off between the Battle Creek Colonels and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. It's two cities that have a little bit of a rivalry going, as in Northwoods League baseball action, you got the formerly known Battle Creek Bombers, now the Battle Jacks, that take on the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. So I'm hoping I don't make too many of those mistakes, as it seems like teams I see all summer long and cities now I see in the winter. So hopefully I can keep that straight for you tonight, as the starters for the Battle Creek Colonels, head coach Tristan Jensen, Nate Fricke, he's captain as well, Ben LeBaron, Logan Taylor, Zachary Wolf, and Colton Place. And in between the pipes for the Colonels is Leonard Kritzman. And Leonard, he comes into this game. 8 games played, 1 win, 7 losses. He's played 453 minutes, 41 goals allowed, 368 saves. He's got a 5.43 goals against average and has a save percentage of even 900, so 90%. He hails from Wender, Germany. So we've got a little bit of the United Nations out there. We got Russians, we got Germans, and we got Brits, and we got everybody out there. So that's some of the fun we can have with that. Wisconsin Rapids, they are coming into this game with the starters of Xavier Beauchamp, Bryce Cooper, Mikhail Ilyin, Hunter Raffert, Lucas Whitehead, and Guillaume Turcot. So just about ready to get things underway here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. The Colonels and the River Kings starting a 2-game set, and we'll get into the standings periodically through a game, but Wisconsin Rapids are tied atop the North Division with the Minnesota Squatch. Both teams with 36 points. So as Coach Paul had said over the last few weeks, just keep stacking the wins and the results will work out their own way, as we are just about set and underway. And the puck is dropped and we are underway here from the Southwood County Recreation Center. And the puck slides in on Kritzman, who has to turn the puck away. On that faceoff, Rapids controlling it down in their zone. Wisconsin Rapids working from my left to the right, wearing their blue tops, breezers, and socks with green and white trim and white letters and the big old musky logo on the front. The Colonels, well, they're wearing a familiar color scheme, green and yellow. That's a team I'm kind of familiar with, as they have white numbers on the back and sleeves. Yellow, mostly yellow tops, black and green breezers, and mostly yellow socks with alternating shades of green, dark green and a light green. So for once, I guess I can't cheer for a team wearing green and yellow. It's kind of weird, foreign idea to me, but If it's just two nights, I guess I can do it. So we got a face-off to the blocker side of Kritzman, won by Rapids. That is Atkins along the near side, sends the puck down low. Ilian battling for it, getting banged around down there, knocked down, and that's picked up by Rapids. Shot from the circle, that's turned away by Atkins. Raffert, he sends it back down around the boards. Ilian touches it, and we're back on the attack for Wisconsin Rapids, trying to keep the puck in the zone. Big collision on the far boards. Fans over there getting really excited about it, cheering on their approval. Puck gets sent loose, and Battle Creek picks it up, but not before Rapids can knock it loose. Now, Battle Creek, they are on the attack. Taylor gets it into the offensive zone for the Colonels. Sends it in on goal. Turned away by Turcot. Sent puck is now chipped up center ice. Atkins taking the near side. He's flanked by Beauchamp. He gets hip checked off the puck, and Battle Creek comes the other way. Ice, center ice, that is Obstfelder goes in, shot right into the belly. That shot was by Denti, and Kritzman covers it. So 8:42 left in the first period. No score yet, but Rapids pressuring.
Yeah, that was a good shot there by Denti. Good save, though. Definitely looks like Wisconsin building already. A lot of the zone time.
So we have a face-off coming to the glove side of Kritzman, a lefty. As Obstfelder, he can't quite pull in the puck as Battle Creek just trying to get it out from behind their cage. He cannot Bulduk. He retains possession of it. And up there is Diamond back to Bulduk. Bulduk up to the high slot, sent in. Garcia, it's deflected out of the zone as Denti and Garcia both give chase. Rapids trying to establish some possession and work it up into the center ice, which they do. Battle Creek sending the puck back down. It stopped right about the center line. Obstfelder's in there. He comes away with it as he comes up the near side, just trying to skate around the defense, trying to get his teammates there behind him as he's still tying up the puck on the near side far corner. Big collision there right in front of the Rapids Rowdies, the beer garden, as Battle Creek comes away with it. No call on the ice yet as Bulldog takes it, sends it the length of the ice, or half sheet of ice, I should say, and we got Rapids with the line change. Battle Creek wanting to do the same, and they will get an icing call as they will get an opportunity. I don't think they're going to be allowed to, as the official stands there preventing that. So we get a faceoff coming all the way back down to the Battle Creek end, where there will be a faceoff to the blocker side of Kritzman. 17:39 left to go in this first period. No score between Battle Creek and Rapids. Faceoff won by Rapids. Allstrand sends it over to Nelson. Big ricochet up into middle ice is Chevy Alexander. Sends it back down around the boards. Big rebound off the stanchion. Almost goes right in front of the goalie. Big rebound. Chevy Alexander sends another. That gets deflected by Kritzman. Rapids couple real fast opportunities after a real weird carom off the glass. Chevy Alexander sends a shot from the point. And a goal! There's a hole in your goalie. Battle Creek. And Rapids takes a 1-0 lead. That was a beautiful opportunity for Rapids. What did you see on that?
That was a great shot. I mean, there's lots of traffic in front of the net, which is great. That's what we need to do. And I think it may have been tipped there by Allstrand. But that was a great shot. Just shows you get stuff to the net, good things happen. So I think we should keep building on that and keep going all night.
If it was tipped, it looked like it went right through the five hole. So we'll see what the official scoring is called. But still, less than 3 minutes into the game, Rapids with a 1-0 lead over Battle Creek. Faceoff was controlled by Battle Creek. They sent the puck around the boards, and now they're just trying to establish the zone yet again, but Rapids' defense is getting in there a little faster than they might have anticipated. Battle Creek working a shot from the point, and that's not even seen by Turcot, and they got a goal, and they tie it up. So we got first goal. Allstrand, yep. And Chevy Alexander. So that was our Rapids goal. That was Allstrand with it. So good call on that on the tip.
Yeah.
And then Chevy Alexander with the assist. We'll get the Battle Creek scoring in a moment. So we've got a brand new hockey game, 1-1, after a shot that I don't believe Turcoa even saw from the point. As Battle Creek comes away with it. Opening, or not the opening faceoff, the reset faceoff. Rapids sends the puck up center ice. Battle Creek giving chase. Rapids going to see the interesting to see how they respond from this as they deliver the first punch. And now Battle Creek responded. So assist from Wolf. And goal by Harrison Hamilton for the Colonels to tie things up here. Just under 4 minutes left as a shot from inside the blue line. The point was sent wide by Bulldog. Garcia tried to chip it back down, and Battle Creek got to it first. Puck sent down into the Rapids zone. Garcia gets to it first. Bulldog. Williams gets to it. Bulldog back to it. Sends it up ahead. Up to Locker. And Locker can't quite knock it down. As Battle Creek comes away with it. Sends it back down to the Rapids zone. 15:30 left to go in the first period. 1-1 hockey game. Locker sends it up. Intercepted by Battle Creek. Big shot. Big rebound off the boards right in front of the Rapids goal. And that is sent up out of the Rapids zone. And it will go the length of the ice for an icing to stop the clock at 15:14 left of the first period. Again, 1-1 hockey game. So how do you respond to that?
I mean, that just shows what I was saying a minute ago. You put stuff to the net and, you know, get bodies in front. And, like, I think you were right. I don't think Turcotte saw that at all. I think that might be the way this game's going to go. Just making sure people are keeping traffic. And for us, making sure we're clearing it in front of the net.
That's probably one he'd like to have back. But, you know, what can you do? That's why they had send guys out in front to screen it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It worked out for Battle Creek because they take another big shot from inside the blue line. Hits Turco right in the chest. Bounces away, and Rapids comes away with a big rebound. Garcia goes up the far side. Ilian flanking along with Cooper. Garcia sends it up into the slot. Missed by first Rapids skater. Bulldog sends it back around. That was Cooper who missed it. Ilian giving chase. Atkins there as well. Puck will squirt out into center ice. Rapids will have to reset. 14:46 left to go in the first period. And we have a 1-1 hockey game as Battle Creek is able to clear the zone, but Rapids gets the puck back. Atkins, far side, chips it down into their offensive zone. Cooper and Ilian, both down there as Battle Creek. They try to battle in there and get the puck away from Rapids. A lot of big collisions and physical play so far. Team's still trying to feel each other out. And there's a glove save by Kritzman to stop the clock. 14:23 left to go in this first period. There will be a face-off coming to the glove side of Kritzman. Again, Kritzman, maybe not the most gaudy of numbers at, you know, 5.43 goals against average, but you look into those numbers, those Colonels are playing some pretty good teams that can put up a lot of goals in a hurry. That's face-off is won by Ilian and sent wide of the mark. Atkins tries to chip it back in front. Ilian, he trips over the goal. Trying to get back to it. Rapid sends it back in. Turned away by the Colonel's defense. Ilian giving chase. Playing physical back there as they're behind the goal. Rapids gets to it. Centering attempt. That is sent. And a shot and a goal! Goal by Lucas Nelson. And Wisconsin Rapids quickly gets the goal, or one goal lead back at 13:59. That official time will be 6:01. As Rapids regains the one-goal advantage at 2-1.
That's great from Lucas Nelson, that first game back after his injury at the start of the season. So that's great to see him getting on the score sheet early.
I believe that assist, there should be an assist, I believe, on Atkins, if I was a betting man.
Yep, I think you're right there.
Which probably should be why I shouldn't bet on that.
Oh.
As we will be having another face-off here, Wisconsin Rapids. They control that after the initial puck drop. Denti sends a puck down before Battle Creek can take possession of it, send it into the Rapids zone. Yep, Lucas Nelson, that was the goal scored by. Atkins did. Yeah, Atkins and Ilian both get assists on that. So it's good to see Nelson, like you said, get back on the ice and get a goal as Rapids regains a 2-1 advantage over the Colonels. Rapids pressing now, shot just wide of the mark. Very tough opportunity there for the River Kings as Obstfelder had an opportunity. It was turned just wide. Rapids with Diamond, Beauchamp, Obstfelder, and Raffert all out there. And of course, Denty. Rapids still trying to apply some pressure. 13 minutes left to go in this first period. Rapids up 2-1 over the Colonels. Diamond sends a puck. He's aiming for Tudich, and that will be an icing call, and it will be another stoppage. 12:46 left to go in this first period. So Rapids did a good job of striking first and now responding.
Yeah, that's true. I think especially after conceding a goal straight after scoring, I think it's good that we got back in front because that can definitely kill a lot of momentum. So
we will be having a face-off to the glove side of Turk Hall. 12:46 left to go. 2-1 River Kings. Is double checking the times of the goal. Rapids' first goal came at 2:50. Then 3:14 for the Colonels' goal. And then Rapids scored again at 6:01. So Rapids again holding a 2-1 lead. They win that faceoff. Beauchamp sends a puck up to Raffert. Raffert up to Allstrand. Allstrand sends it around the boards. Tudich gets there first. Leaves it for Schweitzer. Schweitzer from the circle. Thought about centering it. Comes away. And it's covered up by Kritzman. Another stoppage. 12:22 left to go in the first period. Rapids leading 2-1. How about talk about keeping your legs fresh in a game like this?
Yeah, it's important because it's very easy to, you know, sit on the bench and get tired. So, you know, making sure you keep it moving and you don't zone out of the game because sometimes, you know, that's all it takes, as you saw earlier, for a goal to go in. So, you know, we just got to make sure keeping fresh, keeping going, and don't sleep on it.
Well, Rapids is definitely not sleeping on it because they controlled that faceoff, and they had a couple opportunities to send that puck into the net, but Battle Creek up to the challenge. The puck sent around the boards. Turco tries to slow it down. Taylor there first for Battle Creek. Puck sent out to the point. That is kept in by Morgan Pastelli. Battle Creek sends it back down deep. Bulldog fighting for it. Garcia has it on the far side. Now picked up by Allstrand. Over to Tudich. Schweitzer giving chase. Battle Creek does get the puck back. Allstrand tries to knock it down. And we have a stoppage and an icing call. Another stoppage. 11:30 to go before the end of the first period. Again, Rapids leading 2-1. There's a lot of goals in a short period of time, but still a lot of game to be played as the puck's going to be taken down to the Battle Creek zone. And a face-off coming, glove side of Kritzman. Face-off coming. Officials ready. Drops puck. Rapids controls it inside the blue line. That's Nelson. He had another opportunity for a goal. Turned away by the defense who got there first. McNeish fighting down in there. Center attempt for Rapids. Backhand opportunity. Gobbled up by Kritzman. Big stop there for the Battle Creek goalie. And another stoppage. 11:16 to go in the first period. So we'll have another face-off. This time coming to the blocker side of Kritzman.
He's been getting a lot of action so far pretty early in the game, so he's doing a good job keeping Battle Creek in this here.
Rapids holding a 9-4 shot advantage. Face-off comes, and it's controlled by Battle Creek and trying to send it back the opposite way of the flow of the play, and they do that. Send it up ahead. Locker gets there first. Sends it up for Williams. Back to Locker, who gets there. He tries to send it up to Nelson. Tried to hit Locker back, couldn't quite get the pass to stick. Sent around the boards. Chevy Alexander can't hold it in. Puck out to center ice. Rapids set to reset. Nelson gets pushed off the puck behind the goal. Battle Creek trying to get an opportunity. Backhand opportunity. Wide open net there. Could not hit home as Battle Creek. Pucks get sent up loose. Lang sent the shot from the point just wide of the mark. Locker gets up there trying to clear the zone, and he does. Williams giving chase. Rapids trying to get numbers, and they cannot. Battle Creek sends it back down for an icing. Another stoppage, 10:28 left to go in the first period. Rapids up 2-1. A lot of disjointed play. You get a lot of play, and then you stop, and then stop, stop. It's hard to get a good flow of this.
Yeah, it seems to be a lot of icing, a lot of throwing the puck down the ice. I think, you know, both teams just need to settle a bit and take a look before they make a play, you know.
Face-off coming to the glove side of Kritzman, and Battle Creek got initial control of it. Rapids now fighting for it. Back down in the corner is Atkins, and I believe that's Josh Getson. Puck sent out high, way out to the slot. No one was home. Battle Creek got to it first. It's Sebesto. He's going to go for the puck, and Turco gets it back. Atkins sends behind the goal, and it's up to Ilian. Ilian send up ahead, center ice. Knocked out to mid-ice again as Rapids has to reset. Beauchamp to Raffert, and that's chipped into the zone. Ilian giving chase. Battle Creek got there first. Ilian pinned up against the boards. Puck is loose as Cooper tried to get to it. Can't get to there. Atkins gets there. Ilian to the corner. Centering attempt. Nobody home. Beauchamp takes a slapper just outside the circles. Nobody home as well. Battle Creek starting to grab some possession as Rapids now pressures more harder. As Ilian, he gets the puck, stops. Backhanded pass. Looking for Cooper, who was there, but Battle Creek got to it first. Ilian sends puck around the boards. Cooper, he gives chase, got there first. Battle Creek still trying to control it, and they're struggling to get the puck out. Battle Creek tried to backhand it out. They cannot. Raffert sent up along the boards as Cooper's going there first. Cooper got there first. Sends out to the circle. Beauchamp tried to keep a stick on it. He couldn't. That Rapid still maintains possession. Ilian over to Beauchamp. Beauchamp shot, sharp angle shot, just wide of the mark. But Rapids cannot keep the zone as Atkins couldn't get there in time. Rapids has to reset. Rapids sends it down the zone and gets a line change. Beauchamp, he stays down there fighting for possession of the puck. Battle Creek living up to their name of battling as Opsfelder gets in there. Puck is loose down low, sent back around by Battle Creek. Battle Creek gets it up to neutral ice. Rapids battling for it. Garcia got there first. Got Rapids gets it out of the zone. Opsfelder sends up. Missed a pass there, hitting Denty in the skates. And the puck is sent down into the Rapids zone. Turned away by Turco. Rapids trying to get on the attack here. Near boards, getting a little screened out by the bench. As Opsfelder gets the puck. Ridden off the puck, and Bulldog now on the attack. He sends it up to Diamond. Diamond up. Opsfelder. Puck turned away, deflected by the defense. Rapids nearly had an opportunity with Denty. Shot in the slot. Opsfelder couldn't put it home, just wide of the mark. As Rapids still really pressuring the Colonels. 7:48 left to go in the first period. Rapids up 2-1. Battle Creek sends a puck around the boards, but it's being held in by Garcia. Garcia knocks it back to the slot. Nobody home. Battle Creek trying to get it out of the zone, which they succeed. Rapids has to reset the offense. Puck sent all the way over to the near side. Opsfelder sends it deep. Garcia centering attempt. Nobody home. Rapids has to reset yet again. A puck out to neutral ice. Schweitzer sends it down around the boards. Battle Creek. Kritzman slows it down as Battle Creek tries to set up what they want to do. Kierkab gets puck into the zone, and they will be whistled for offsides. So another stoppage here. 7:10 left to go in the first period. Rapids up 2-1 and enjoying a 10-6 shot advantage over the Colonels. Face off just outside the blue line. As Caden Schweitzer facing off, and Rapids controls it. Garcia knocks it up ahead to Allstrand. Allstrand backhands it into the Battle Creek zone. Rapids trying to give some chase. Allstrand back in it, looking for some place to go with it. Tried to center it, and it's shot and a goal! Nice little scrum from behind the goal. Sent up front, and it is knocked home. And that goal will be coming soon at, I believe that would be, the 12:07 mark. As battle behind the goal on the replay, and it is sent right up on the doorstep, right at the top of the crease, and it is knocked home by number 12, Schweitzer. And that's how we got 3-1.
Goal scored by Caden Schweitzer, assisted by Felix Allstrand, and also assisted by Garcia.
So that is a goal by Schweitzer with assist to Allstrand and Garcia, and Rapids is enjoying a 3-1 lead with 6.5 left to go in this first period. Rapids back on the attack as they did not win that faceoff after that goal. It was Battle Creek. They were able to take it down in the Rapids zone. Now Rapids, once they got possession of it, they took it down, and as the Colonels playing defense. Place sends it back around the board. Schweitzer giving pressure. Nelson up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer spins around the circle, getting to the slot. Can't, being harassed. Back around. Shot sent behind Kritzman. Ooh, man, no one was home, but they missed that opportunity as Chevy Alexander inside the blue line. Shot. Bouncing puck. And it's stopped. Bouncing around. Goalie's laying on it. And we got a whistle. And the referee's looking to make sure that one of the defensemen isn't laying on it in the goal, as that puck was bouncing around all over the place. How do you stay focused when that is happening, when you're right on the doorstep?
I mean, that's a hard one. I mean, everyone wants to push the puck in, but it's making sure you can push the puck in and free up sticks without, you know, going into the crease and getting a penalty for interference or anything like that. So,
now that's the other thing you have to be very, very close about doing, was one of the defensemen laying on that puck in the crease, because you can't do that either.
No, you can't.
So that's penalty. That's penalty shot opportunities, as that faceoff was to the blocker side of Kritzman, and it was initially won by Rapids, but Battle Creek developing a charge down into the Rapids zone. No strong possession of it, as Rapids has the puck tied up right about their blue line. Puck squirts back into the Rapids zone. Raffert moves to the far boards, bumps the puck up ahead, as McNeish gave chase. Puck sent back down, hit Raffert right in the chest with opportunity. As here comes Rapids back on the attack, crashing hard towards the goal. Was McNeish. Puck sent back out. Battle Creek trying to get it out of the zone, and they succeed. Garcia giving chase. 5 minutes left to go in the first period. Rapids up 3-1 over Battle Creek. Aiden Welsh, one of the Wisconsin Rapids boys, and getting the game. Garcia carries it into the zone. Garcia moving around, centering opportunity. Wow, just narrowly missed Williams on an open net, but Battle Creek's defense got there first. Credit to them, as Rapids still applying the pressure. Battle Creek just trying to establish some possession to get it out of their zone, and they do, up to neutral ice. Oh, big opportunity for Ilian to make big open ice contact. He just narrowly missed, as Rapids still trying to get the puck down. Ilian does, as he's being hit up against the boards, ridden off the puck. Battle Creek gets to it. Battle Creek gets up. Kirkab sends the puck down behind the Rapids goal. Turco gets to it. Slows it down. Puck bouncing into the corner. Far corner. Being screened out by the glass. Ilian gets the puck. Sends it up. Neutral ice. And that's Bulduk. Bulduk. 2-on-1 situation. Bulduk takes a shot. Big rebound by Kritzman. Rapids gets to it first. It's Bulduk. Get to the loose puck. Battle Creek trying to send it out. Battle Creek has the numbers over Rapids in that situation, but the puck is still tied up. Cooper keeps it in. Cooper sends it back down as Ilian gets knocked down. I think we've got a penalty coming. And I'm not too sure if Morgan Postelli wants to get into a scrape with Mikhail Ilian, 6'3", 191-pound Russian. I don't know if that's really in his best interest.
No, that's probably not. It's best for him to stay out the way of that.
Well, either way, we've got our first penalty of the game. That's going to be number 15, as I said, Morgan Postelli. As he is going in for 2 minutes, as we have just 3:46 left to go in this first period. Rapids on the first power play of the game. Obstfelder, Ballstrand, Obstfelder standing just inside the blue line. Back to Allstrand, back to Obstfelder, center to the other side, Tudich, down low to Denti. Denti back down to Schweitzer. Tudich from the circle, shot turned wide by the blocker, Kritzman. Rebound to Schweitzer, Schweitzer back to Tudich. Tudich outside to Obstfelder, shot wide of the mark. Big shot on that as Tudich gathers the loose puck. Battle Creek able to deflect it out of the zone. Obstfelder keeping Rapids in the chase of things. Obstfelder breaks it into the zone. Back out to Allstrand. Allstrand, Tudich. Tic-tac-toe seeming as they tried to hit Denti in the middle. Could not. Tudich gets it back across the ice over to Allstrand. Allstrand down low to Denti. Tudich over to Obstfelder from the near circle. Shot turned away by Kritzman. Rapids still on the attack. Allstrand up to Tudich. Keeps it inside the line. It's a big slapper just wide of the mark by Obstfelder. Centering attempt. Shot wide of the mark by Denti. Right idea, just not quite in the goal as Rapids keeps possession in the net. Here in the zone, I should say, is Allstrand up across the way. That's a big shot. Shot and a goal! Knocks the water bottle off the top of the net, and Rapids is going up 4-1 over the Colonels.
That's a great power play there. You know, lots of passing, lots of movement, and a great shot to finish it off there by Emil Obstfelder.
Talk about how key that movement is on a power play, or any opportunity, really.
I think that's the main thing on a power play. You know, you got to get the goalie moving. You got to get the PK running around, because as soon as they're out of position, that's when those shots and those seam passes are going to open up. And I think they did a great job there, because, you know, when you're in your zone for a minute and a half, it gets tiring and you start to forget where to be. So, you know, that's what you got to capitalize on.
Well, Rapids definitely capitalizing. 2:20 left to go, and there's another opportunity. Rapids wins that faceoff. Atkins just wide of the mark. 2:13 left to go as River Kings are up 4-1 over Battle Creek. And that was a goal by Obstfelder with an assist by Denti and Allstrand. Oh, they're getting one to Schweitzer, not Allstrand. As we play on, as there's a lot of contact being going on right now, as Rapids trying to get the puck into their offensive zone. Battle Creek playing with a little bit of aggression here, as now Rapids is on the attack. Battle Creek picks their pocket. Just inside the blue line is Hamilton. And shot was wide, and we got a whistle as Battle Creek player is down. So is a River Kings player, and now you got a couple getting into it. And that looks like that to be Josh Getson and Beauchamp. So we're getting a little bit physical here, as we're going to see if anyone goes up into the net. As Raffert's grabbing at his mouth and chin. And you have on the other side, I believe that is 14, that's Jakub Krakab. He's got a little bit of a headache, it looks like. So hopefully everybody's going to be okay and cooler heads prevail. This has been a very entertaining game. You just don't want to get it mired down in too much physicality, even though that's what the fans want.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the fans like the big hits, but yeah, when it gets chippy like this, you just got to keep an eye on it to make sure that it doesn't get dangerous, because then, you know, people get injured, and you know, that's never what we want to see. So hopefully we keep it clean and keep it fast.
Well, I know you've lost a couple individuals this year for a while because of injuries, and not necessarily cheap shots. It's just a physical game, and people get hurt. And any of that stuff, the extra stuff that causes injury, you definitely don't want to see. As we had a face-off at neutral ice. Rapids controls it. Garcia up to Atkins at center ice. Ilian giving chase. He's got a one-on-one opportunity. It's poked just wide by Kritzman. 1:17 left to go in the first period. Ilian sending it back. Battle Creek there first, but Bulldog Key intercepts it. Puck is now sent down. Ilian gets to it. As Rapids has 1:07 left to go before the first intermission. Rapids leads 4-1 over Battle Creek. Puck sent around the net behind Kritzman. As now they're digging in the right side. As Bulldog, he has a shot that's turned away by the defense. Atkins has it. Stops, spins. Sends it back down around the boards. 45 seconds left to go. Ilian, Cooper, both battling down there with a couple of Colonels. As the puck gets sent in, Kritzman thought about gloving it. Defenseman said, no, I'm going to play it. Bulldog gets to stop it. Shot deflected wide and high. Rapids still on the attack. 30 seconds left to go in the first period. Rapids up 4-1 over Battle Creek. Bulldog gets a puck, brings it into the zone between Lang's legs, slips around, spins. Looking for a place to go with it. Is 18 seconds left. Ilian inside the blue line. Shot wide of the mark. Cooper giving chase. Wants center over to Atkins. Can't quite. Gets bumped off the puck. Rapids more contact in the corner. As there's no tripping. No whistles. 4, 3, 2, and 1. And that is going to be your first period. With Rapids holding a 4-1 advantage over the Battle Creek Colonels. There's a lot of scoring in this first period. Rapids got the scoring started first with Allstrand getting the goal, first goal of the game at 2:50 into the game. Chevy Alexander, both he got an assist on that goal for Rapids to go up 1-0, along with Owen Tudich. Now, Battle Creek, they got into it. Harrison Hamilton with an assist to Zachary Wolf got the game tied up at 3:14 before it was all Rapids to close out the remainder of the first period. Lucas Nelson got his first goal in quite some time as he was assisted by Atkins and Illion at 6:01. Then Schweitzer followed it up at 13:07 with assists to Allstrand and Garcia. Then Obstafelder got the final goal of the frame with assists to Denti and Schweitzer. Saves in that period? Well, I'll tell you what, Rapids would like it to be a 7-7, but Guillaume Turcot, 6-7. Whereas Leonard Kritzman, he's made some big stops as he has stopped 14 of 18 in the period. So we're going to step out here, get a fresh sheet of ice, rest our voices, and get ready for the second period of action. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get power back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac Generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
It's the center of the kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massinellis says their kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with temps rising through the teens. Snow showers for tomorrow, some sleet and freezing rain possible at times. Highs in the low 30s. The wintry mix ends tomorrow night. Sunday, cloudy, high upper 30s. Currently, it's 10 above.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are, you're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And we used to paint this town, burn it down, and go round, go round, go round. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
I'm leaving.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. But you stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through. And I need you. 'Cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say it's true. God gave me you. Gave me you. There's more here than what we're seeing. A divine conspiracy that you, an angel lovely, could somehow fall for me. You'll always be love's great martyr, and I'll be the flattered fool. And I need you. Yeah, God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say.
Cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Oh, take it away, boys.
And we're back here for the second period of the USPHL cross-division contest between the Battle Creek Colonels and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. My name's Mike Comer, bringing you the action. I'm accompanied by Art and Carl on the cameras, Matt running the show up here, and, of course, our good friend Jake Briceland. Jake, you got the night off, a couple nights off. What do you feel as a player about having this opportunity to be on the radio and flow hockey and everything with it, but also get to see your teammates play and excel as they're up 4-1?
I think it's good to see. I mean, I love to see the boys do well, and there's nothing better than winning and being with the boys when they are winning. I mean, everyone's in great spirits right now, and I feel like even though I'm not playing, go down in the locker room, make sure everyone's feeling good and feeling happy, smiles all around, and it's just a great team to be part of, I think, here. Even when you're not playing, everyone is just great to each other. So,
well, you got a pretty good game here to be excited about. River Kings up 4-1 going into the second period. Allstrand got the scoring started with assist by Chevy Alexander and Tudich. Then Battle Creek got on the board a couple minutes later, but then it was all Rapids as Lucas Nelson got his first goal in quite some time with assists to Atkins and Ilian. Schweitzer got a goal at 13:07 with Allstrand and Garcia assists. Then Obstfelder, he got a goal 17:36 with an assist to Denti, and I believe that Garcia on the power play. And that's why we're at 4-1. Guillaume Turcotte, 6 saves on 7 shots faced. Leonard Kritzman, 14 saves on 18 shots faced, and we are underway as Rapids controls that faceoff. Beauchamp shot from the point, bouncing puck sent to the corner. Rapids going from my right to the left. There's Battle Creek, conversely, going from my left to the right. Rapids wearing their blues with white and green accents and lines and numbers, whereas Battle Creek wearing their yellows with black and green and white accents. So underway as the puck is behind the Battle Creek goal, tied up from Cooper. Ilian giving chase. Beauchamp turned up to Cooper just outside the circles. Puck sent around the boards. 19:20 left to go in this second period. Rapids is still up 4-1. Over Battle Creek, Atkins drops the puck down to Ilian. Ilian trying to think about getting it to Raffert. Centering attempt there. No one there. Shot. Big rebound sent in by Kritzman. Puck goes out to center ice. Beauchamp gets to the puck first as Rapids tries to send it back down. Fricky gets to it, flanked by Wolf. Shot sent in, real light shot, and that's gloved by Turcotte, and he gets another stop in the game. Stoppage of play, 18:52 left to go in this second period. So you got to feel pretty good about this, but you got to stay focused.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the main thing here. Still got 2 periods left, making sure we're staying locked in for the rest of the game and finishing our hits, finishing our plays, and keeping strong on the puck.
Well, keeping strong on the puck is one thing Rapids will have to do. As you know, Battle Creek's not going to take this lightly, being down 4-1. Faceoff is controlled by Rapids. Puck out center ice. And we have a whistle for a hand pass. Real light whistle. I was like, Did someone let a bird in here or what? It was real light chirp on the whistle. So then everyone's kind of standing around because they weren't sure they heard it. But they did, and we'll have another face-off just inside the no, they're going actually all the way into the Battle Creek zone. That'll be on the glove side of Leonard Kritzman, hailing from Germany. So puck drop, controlled by Rapids. Denti takes a wrister right from the slot, turned away. Big shot taken there, bouncing puck by Garcia. Rapids still holding the zone. Puck's loose there. Battle Creek trying to get it out. Bulduk, he holds the zone. Rapids trying to sneak through, but puck gets bumped out to center ice. Rapids will have to reset. Their Battle Creek will grab the puck and see if they can get something going as Garcia gets there first. Bulduk on the far side up to Diamond. Diamond pass up the far side to Denti, and there will be an icing call. That is very